Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Tamika. How may I help you?
Yes, Tamika. I was calling to, I have a charge out of my bank account and I don't know what it is. And this is the number it had on it, your phone number. And I was wondering if you could help me find out what it was.
Okay, can I start out by getting your zip code to see if I have an account for you?
72947.
And what is your first and last name?
Tammy Bailey.
Is it Bailey?
Uh-huh.
You have anyone else in your household with that last name?
No.
Do you go by any other name besides Tammy?
No.
You said 72947.
Uh-huh.
Spell your first name for me.
Tammie.
Spell your last name.
Bailey.
Well, I'm not pulling that account up with that name. Let's see. And you said, how much were you charged?
I've been charged $49.97 a month since November.
Do you have the last four of that card number that you state was charged?
Yes, it's 9812.
Well, I'm not pulling the account up with that information. Have you spoke with your bank?
Yes, and they asked me to call you first and try to work it out. And you don't see anything?
No, ma'am, I'm not seeing anything with that information you stated, but can you give me that zip code again?
72947.
And you were charged $49.97?
Yes.
And what is your address?
It's 505 Daytona Street, Mulberry, Arkansas.
You say, but you've been in charge since November. You know anybody by the name of Olivette Bailey?
Yes.
Okay, who is that, ma'am?
That is my sister-in-law.
Do you have her address?
805 Church Avenue,
Okay, well,
Mulberry.
I'll have an account for her.
Is it her? You have an account for her?
Yes, ma'am.
And well, I guess I'll have to ask her.
What's the last of that card number? You said 9812.
Yeah, is that what she has?
Yes, ma'am. On file. It's
Can you tell me what it was for?
a Wi-Fi booster. She's paying that monthly, and she did this back in October. You got bills to your card October the 30th, November the 30th, December the 31st, and January the 31st. And you're going to also get another bill February the 31st.
But I mean, I'm with her all the time. I don't, she didn't, she's 74 years old. I don't think she got a Wi-Fi booster.
Yeah, it was
Can you
shipped
tell me
to
what
her
company?
address. She had to been doing something online as far as a survey where she received a free item and she just paid for the shipping. The first thing was paid was the 745, which would have been October 26, 2021. And it was shipped to that address, 805 Church Avenue.
A Wi-Fi booster.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Okay. I will call her and see. I don't know. I thought that was supposed to be a free gift. Do you know what company
it's
taking this money?
Yes. She actually signed up for the Gadget Club. It's a membership club where you receive a $125 gift card. So this, she should have been getting a $125 gift card on her email.
For the Gadget Club.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Is there any way with you, this is my account, can I put a stop to this?
Yes,
or do
ma'am,
I need to do it at my bank?
I can cancel it for you.
Yeah, and then she and I will see what's going on here. Gadget Club.
Well, she should have, since this been since October, she should have $125 gift cards, at least three or four of them on her email, where she can use at the gadget store, a web store.
Okay.
One second.
Okay. All right.
I'm going to also give you a confirmation number.
I just
want
to cancel this. Okay, confirmation number to cancel.
Yes, ma'am. You said sister-in-law, right?
Yes.
One second.
Okay.
Okay, ma'am, I canceled this account for you.
Okay, thank you so much.
Okay, well, you want to cure that charge for February the 31st, because that's when they was coming out on the 30th or 31st every month. So by me canceling it now, you won't cure any more charges. But
okay,
I guess when you, I don't know, maybe when you get around her, you would like us to call back and explain to her what she did. But I know you just stated her age. But if you do call back, you would just give her name, because the account is in her name.
Okay, the account's in her name. All right, because it may be something she got into and didn't know she got into it.
Yes, ma'am. So if you call back with the zip code, make sure you state her zip code.
Okay. Did you have a confirmation number for
me? Yes, ma'am. C as in Charlie.
Okay.
258. 864-380.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much for your help.
Okay. Thank you for calling customer support. You have a great day, okay?
You too.
Mm-hmm.
Bye-bye.